Hey, Don. Have you heard about the two new exoplanets?
More planets, CIO? It seems we're discovering a new exoplanet every week.
Over 750 planets have been identified so far. Some were found using astrometry, which measures star wobbles created by small gravitational tugs of a planet. Others were found using transit searches, which measure the dimming of a sun as a planet passes in front of it.
If we could only find one like Earth, I would be more interested.
There is a super-Earth orbiting a star located near the tail of the constellation Scorpius, just 22 light-years from here. The planet is 4.5 times the mass of Earth, and it's orbiting its star in the habitable zone, where liquid water could exist.
Are you saying we could live there?
Scientists don't know. They've calculated the planet's mass and orbit by measuring how much it changes the velocity and position of its star. They can't tell if it's a rocky planet or if it has any water or atmosphere yet. But other researchers using the Hubble Space Telescope have found another planet. It's a fantastic water world circling a small star 42 light years away.
You mean it's a world that's covered with oceans?
The planet is over 6 times the mass of Earth, but it's not a rocky planet with liquid oceans. Because of its low density, scientists think the interior is made of some strange high-pressure form of solid water, unlike anything here on Earth. And it's surrounded by an atmosphere that is at least 50% water.
That is fantastic.
If we keep searching, we're bound to find others even more like Earth.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.